Are you guys ready?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's pretend.
I just want to know if you guys are ready.
Yeah, let's just play pretend. Yeah, no, it wasn't a good showing. Interior offensive line's a problem. Jack Campbell didn't do a fucking thing. The entire defense was making no fucking penetration, and it made me fucking sad.
You know I'm big on knees.
Mm-hmm.
You know Green Bay only had 40 more yards than us on offense, right?
Word.
Yeah.
That's fair.
It didn't feel like that. Would you agree?
I understand it didn't feel like that, but if you look at the numbers.
So are you going to acknowledge how I feel about it?
No, because because facts don't care about your feelings.
But okay. in that same regard.
Look who turns awfully right wing when it comes to sports. Mm-hmm. Look at that. Isn't that interesting?
Also, think about how many yards we got once they went into a fucking prevent situation. You know what I mean? Eventually they went with four fucking safeties and two corners and, you know, one linebacker on because for the last, you know, almost the whole last quarter, we were in a position. So, yeah, and you start making big chunks of yards up. So you look at the, like, up until the third quarter, the stats looked and we got the fucking shit kicked out of us. The fourth quarter, we made a little run, you know, but
they were taking their foot off the pedal.
Yeah. They just went to a prevent mode. I mean, you just try to keep everything in front of you and stop the scores and, you know, don't let any big plays happen, but you get big chunk yards of those.
If you look at the last two seasons, the first three games have always been rough.
A little shaky.
And then by game four, they're scoring 40 points a game.
Right.
Now let me ask you this. How are we going to do that when we have a big fat pussy hiking the ball to the quarterback?
Because by week four, that big fat pussy is going to be very receptive, and it's just going to be swallowing everything coming at it.
Hell yeah. Yeah, you fucking graham cracker.
Graham Glasgow, dude. Come on, show a little bit of respect. He'll probably
get him out of there.
Dude, I saw a picture of Frank Ragnow today. He was skinny as fuck. I was like, ugh.
All those offensive linemen do that shit.
Yeah, dude. These guys, they'd have to stay big. Yeah. You know what I mean? So once they can stop eating like fucking animals, you know, they go back and I felt so bad. I was like, no, get big quick and come back.
Dude, I hope he was skinny and because of cancer and that he regrets leaving us. That's how I feel about Frank Ragnow.
That's not how I feel at all.
Well, this isn't your guys' Lions podcast. This is the Bird Salad podcast, and I'm telling you how I feel. Yeah. I hope that he's skinny because of cancer.
And I'm telling you that your feelings are invalid.
Yeah, on this matter, your feelings are invalid.
Well, that's fine. That's completely
especially with a 2 out of 3 majority. Like, that's not, your feelings are invalid.
I don't hope that he has cancer. Well, it's not, I just think it's a little fucked up to leave us hanging.
You can have that valid opinion, but we're just going to share that it's not the opinion of the BSI Industries.
Yes. It's not the official. Line of the Bird Selleck podcast.
You know I'm big into knees, right?
You brought that up.
I was looking at our cornerbacks. I don't think they're going to last.
Really? Based on their knee?
Yeah, their knees.
Their bend or their structure?
I just don't like the look of those knees.
They're looking lean? They're lean kneed. They are some. I will say they are lean kneed corners.
It's hard to describe.
No one will argue with that.
Yeah, they've got some. They definitely got some like deer joints.
Yes. And speaking of deer joints, we signed Jameson Williams to $80 million for 3 years, right? And I'm looking at them knees, and I'm thinking, these helmets are hard.
But you got to remember, one of his knees is bionically reconstructed.
Yeah.
J-Mo?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, because when he came into the league, he already had a knee injury when he came in.
He missed the first 13 games first year, first 12 or 13 games.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then he came in, his first reception was a touchdown.
Do you think kids are going to start, like, in high school, if they're, like, a prodigy, like, start getting, like, their knees
kids do Tommy John really young so they could reinforce their ligaments for pitching.
Yeah.
But I don't know of anybody that's made it, but they're probably not something they're bragging about.
I mean, I don't doubt it. Look at Alien Earth. Yeah, I think that's the next step right there.
Yeah.
Consciousness. Transport.
Yeah. Any kid with any sort of, like, athletic prowess, put them in a fucking robot body.
Or any kid, and especially if they're sick.
Yeah,
I only like it for the sick kids. I don't like it for just any kid.
No, you can't.
I'm just gonna do it for the. I know I'm gonna get outvoted.
Well, because I'm a libertarian, I like to leave that decision up to the children,
the market,
the children or the parents.
To the children,
you mean the market?
Yeah, the market of the children.
The children market,
the invisible hand of the child market.
Look, it's as simple as this. A lot of the market says this kid is more valuable to not have die of cancer.
Exactly.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, and who's to tell a market no?
Right.
Markets know everything. They know exactly. best.
And by the way, we're putting him into a perfect body.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. We're letting him keep some memories.
Yeah. So like that kid's them. Never going to get sick again.
Mm-mm. Whose body would you guys?
And isn't that always like the charities that we're running?
Right.
Like it's right. child hunger and child sickness. Yep. Boom. Put him in a robot body.
Yeah.
Yep.
Both of those are done.
Yeah.
100%. They don't even need to make a wish after that.
Yeah.
Like no
more wishes.
All my dreams come true.
We've ended wishes.
Yeah. And hope.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a good thing, I would say.
Think about it. I bet you they can whip up.
Think about how great a hopeless world is.
Oh.
You don't have to like hope for good things anymore. You just know they're going to happen.
Speaking of that, I saw a trailer for they're making an Ed Gein movie.
Oh,
the original Leatherface. Yeah, the real deal.
The guy that made fucking lampshades out of humans. Dude. Yeah, he made fucking suits. Honestly,
if you think about it, that was the most creative thing he did. He was
actually the original Buffalo Bill, not the original Leatherface.
That's true. Well, both. I think
both.
He inspired both.
He inspired both.
But if you ever put your thumb up to a flashlight and think, I bet you I could cut my neighbor's head off and make a nice lamp out of it. Mm-hmm. You never thought that?
No.
Okay.
No, I mean, no. I'm saying I had those type of thoughts. My apologies.
You know
yes,
what I mean?
I've absolutely.
How I like a certain lighting. Mm-hmm. I like a nice dark red type of lighting. Mm-hmm. But it looked. I think. So anyways, I look up real crimes when they caught the motherfucker because it was a long time ago.
Yeah,
like real crime scene 50s.
I think maybe
50s
or 60s.
I think, yeah, 50s.
50s or 60s?
Yeah, he was wearing like.
He was wearing Vince some 50s Lombardi ass shit. Yeah, he was wearing some. Yeah, some. He was wearing some fucking Elmer Fudd looking shit.
Yeah. I forgot where it was, too. But, and so I saw.
Or they showed some crime photos, the real life crime photos.
And it was like a girl upside down, like bound and like with like her pussy cut. And, like,
yeah.
Okay, dissected. So some messed up shit. And I'm on a Facebook page and I stumble upon some other page. And it says, like, real suicide in comments.
Mm-hmm.
I watched, dude, I woke up twice last night, I swear to God.
You saw
and I've never had anything affect me like this in my life. Mm-hmm. And there was the first thing I saw in the morning on the toilet. This dude was just on the phone, on Facebook Live, and then I don't know what he said.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed very casual, like, all right, I'll see you on Friday, which would have been fucked up. But he put it down, and then he just put a shotgun right under his head.
No, oh, that'll do it.
And it was was like, no movie has ever done it justice. Yeah.
No, it's a visceral experience.
It's beautiful what happens.
That's a nice pink mist.
Yeah, it's floral-esque what blooms.
Mm-hmm. Bill Hicks had a joke about how he wanted Jay Leno to go on The Tonight Show and just sit down and pull out a fucking 45 caliber pistol and pull it to his forehead and pull the trigger, and he wanted his brains to blow out and in the sign of the peacock.
Wow. Punk rock, dude. Mm-hmm. Just like Superman.
Yeah. No, I've seen the Ed Gein stuff. I thought you were going to go to his crimes because they show his house.
They did.
And he did have like lampshades that were big patches. Cause he wasn't exactly the best fucking seamstress. I can tell you that. The shit was pretty chunky. He didn't tan it right. You know, I imagine there's probably much better ways to do it. But, I mean, a guy's probably learning. You know what I mean?
If you gave him a couple more years, he could have put that on the market.
I don't know.
But he was working on it for sure. He was working on something special
Dude, U.S. soldiers used to skin Native Americans to make belts and shit.
Like but that was retaliation because they would take our heads, right?
Oh, the dogs are excited. Hell yeah!
There's nothing that terrifies me besides, being scalped. Just seems so fucked up. Alex is looking at me with his fucking nothing. Both of you are looking at me with nothing.
Well, I'm just thinking about how much better this episode would be going if you didn't interrupt my hopeless world riff for your Leatherface bullshit.
That one, he meant that one too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I was getting ready to cook and you're like, hey, Ed Gein.
I didn't know you were getting ready to cook.
Yeah, he was.
You said something about...
I was just trying to roll with some continuity.
Yeah, Alex, no, I'm sorry Alex you don't recognize a great riff starting.
I guess I don't. It seems like that's the whole MO of this podcast, to just completely interrupt each other and go off on tangents.
Yeah.
But if you want to be strict about it all of a sudden, that's fine.
Mm-hmm. It's not Listen, Sunday, I'm not being so strict, I know. I'm not being strict about it all of a sudden. It's a well-known rule of the show that
if Alex starts to cook, we
interrupt each other. Unless Alex starts to cook, then you shut the fuck up and just yes and.
Well, maybe if you had some fucking human emotions in your face and you showed that you were feeling good about what you were saying, I would have read it. But instead, I'm looking at an AI guy over here and a weird Slavic AI fuck. I'm sorry, I didn't mean that. I just wanted to make John laugh.
I'm sorry that my humor comes from my lack of emotion.
Yeah. First off, I'm going to say, Nick, you did. You fucked up bad. Okay, we're gonna face it together. But
I saw somebody blow their brains out and it affected me. And I thought I could tell my friends, but
yeah,
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
I know. We'll get back to that. But I
hold on. So me and John are your friends.
You guys mm-hmm. want to watch it?
The people listening to this are not your friends. Mm-hmm. They're your fans.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so they also
speak
don't,
for yourself.
So mm-hmm. they don't care about your emotions.
Mm-hmm.
They just want to hear
you
my hot
cook.
Riffs.
Yeah, they want.
That's why they tune in every.
All
week.
Of your fans want to hear. Alex
I'm not
going to
deny
yeah, your fans love hearing me cook. So
have you read any
that.
Of the comments?
Exactly.
Hold on. I'm not going to deny that most people tune in, especially internationally, for mm-hmm. Alex's hot takes mm-hmm. and riffs.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say that's
yeah.
not the truth.
Yeah.
But what I am going to say is that what I was saying was something important to me, and you guys shit on me.
Okay. And what I'm saying is if you would ever look at the comments on our Instagram page
and our LinkedIn.
So many people get into the comments and they're like, listen, I've been a Nick Kelly day one
mm-hmm.
since day zero.
Mm-hmm.
And I tune in every week
mm-hmm.
As a Nick Kelly fan to hear Alex cook.
Yeah. I the one here, I'll pull it up right now. It's on the LinkedIn.
Yeah.
This one says,
and that's word for word. I literally pulled a comment right off the page.
I don't think you would say something if it wasn't word for word.
Ever. Yeah.
I don't think you say anything that's not word for word.
Yeah. Let me pull this one up. This one, this one was on our LinkedIn and it was more recent actually. I think the one that you saw that said that, I remember Nick Kelly's guest set on the, Burt Selleck podcast and thinking, man, I hope they have him on again. So I became a regular listener, hoping to have Nick Kelly back on. And to my surprise, he became a regular
mm-hmm.
junior member
mm-hmm.
of the podcast. And I tune in weekly now to get all the, their handwriting's weird. That's how they scanned it in.
Well, our fax machine's a little old.
Yeah, it is a little
old. Well, no, our fans don't type the comment. Yeah. They take a they write it on paper, and then they take a picture of it, and then they post the picture.
So it's kind of hard to see.
One more pushback.
But real quick, this letter's not over. The comment's not over. This is why you're impatient. You don't read the comments. You need to start focusing on the comments. We're the opposite of Joe Rogan's podcast. We focus exclusively on the comments, and we build from there.
Yeah.
So at the she continues... because I think most of your fans are probably the girls. She continues and says that...
Well, that's why we brought them on.
Yeah, we needed to hire a female. You just test well with the chicks, dude. You know what it is. I know what it is. Yeah.
They're going to tell me twice.
Yeah, you know what it is.
Shit. Can I do my pushback?
No, not yet. Let me finish reading. No.
All
right. Let me finish reading. Oh, I started tuning in every week when... I saw Nick became a regular, and now I can't wait for Monday morning when I get to hear Nick's voice.
Or Tuesday morning.
Monday or Tuesday. No, she just wrote Monday.
Well, no, you don't see the parentheses?
Oh, shit, and Tuesday, morning.
If you're going to read it properly.
And Tuesday morning. I love Nick's voice and Alex's hot takes. Yeah.
So it's all positive. But one thing I do want to say is you said they're not friends, they're fans.
Yes.
And mm-hmm. I'd politely and respectably mm-hmm. like to ask you to keep that, speak for yourself.
Ooh.
Because you I don't have fans, I have friends.
Yeah, okay.
And that's how I like to think about it.
Friends of Nick.
If you look at this line of the contract you signed with us when you joined the show, it says that you no longer have friends. You only have fans.
Wait, hold on. Let me get my magnifying glass out. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Right, see, like right there.
Okay.
See, it says no more friends, only fans.
Okay. Mm. What's this part about my asshole belonging?
That's the OnlyFans part.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Only fan.
Yeah.
Okay.
No more friends, only fans.
Is there more fine print that says your name somewhere in?
I retain 80% of your intellectual property.
And by intellectual property, you mean?
Pictures of your asshole.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's what I figured.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's where most of my ideas come right out of.
Yeah. Yeah, for our OnlyFans.
My intellectual.
Mm-hmm.
Your intellectual. Well, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I brought that to your attention. I just wanted to say I actually saw somebody blow their brains out, and it really startled me.
And
I could use a friend right now.
Yeah.
Thank God I got a lot of them and not a lot of fans. You have only fans.
Mm-hmm. You have only fans.
No, no, I have only friends.
No.
You guys have only fans.
No. You have only fans. Mm-hmm. As according
contract obliged.
Section C, line 15 of your contract.
You have only fans.
You can't call them friends.
No, you cannot call them friends.
No, you're done with that.
There will be lots of legal issues if you start calling your fans friends.
So we have branded
your friends fans.
Yeah. So we'll talk about it after the podcast.
Yes. And this is all legal.
Yeah.
This is all legal.
I don't want to say it's legal. I want to say it's legally binding.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yes, of course it's legal, but it's legally binding as well.
Yeah.
So
I always think I should lawyer up and I never do.
Yeah. But you're
find myself in the same predicament every time.
Listen. Me and Alex are fans.
We're going to be okay.
Okay, me and Alex are fans of yours.
Of mine?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, we're not going to let you do anything
fucking silly.
Are you also friends?
What?
He's just not going to understand, is he?
We'll move past
this. Are you my friend?
Can we get back to some of your hot takes?
Well, it's too late. You can't, like, if you start cooking and then you take the fucking meat off the grill, you can't put it back on. It's not going
to
be the same.
Part of me wanted to be a female and say, when you said what you said, say, fine, go ahead. Then go ahead with it. And I didn't do that.
Yeah.
I did not do that.
Even though that would have appealed to our female audience.
Exactly.
So maybe
you should start acting more like a female.
No, you wouldn't have done it. You would have said what you just said, which is, it's too late.
And I would have said, you sound like a girl. And we'd have, 100%.
Yeah, you would have called me a girl, see?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I would have still said, no, I'm not going to go because, like, you ruined it already.
Yeah.
Right, so I just wanted to point out that I didn't say, fine, you go ahead.
Okay, but either way, you still ruined it. So you might as well have at least appealed to a whole subsection of our fan base.
Mm-hmm. Well, this guy that blew his brains out, I'm trying to
was he a white guy?
He was a white guy. He looked like...
they're always white guys.
He looked like Matt Richards. What made me cry.
With a beard?
Yeah.
He had a beard and everything?
Yeah.
You know, his forehead?
I bet you some of those hairs ended up in his eyes.
Did he
blow his face off?
I
bet you his beard hair ended up in his eyes. Think about that.
It turned everything red just instantaneously. Yeah. And then the little like sag.
Yeah. Was it just two fucking arterial flows out of his neck?
You're right. I shouldn't have brought this up.
Okay, good. Can I change the subject? Do you mind, Alex?
Of course. Go for it.
I'm thinking about starting to bully both of you a little bit more because you both have like real serious fucking only child syndrome. And I'm one of five, and I'm actually four of five. So I feel like it's time for me to start fucking laying the hammer down a little bit and just keeping you hoes in check.
What are your
thoughts on that?
Well, my thought on that is that you clearly don't understand the natural order of only children.
Mm-hmm.
We always get our way.
Oh, okay.
So you can bully away.
Mm-hmm.
One way or the other.
We're still going to get our way.
No, I'm just saying the fact is...
That's just the natural order of the universe.
I understand that 100%.
We've got enough alone time to figure it out.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get that.
We've spent our lives piecing puzzles together.
Yeah. I live for moments like this.
Yeah, and you guys are going to go home too.
We won't even collaborate. We don't need to.
No, because we're already on the same wavelength. We already understand each other and the way we think.
Right.
One would say we're brothers.
Right. In that sense.
Yeah.
In that, a brother is the, would you say
the like what you don't two, under, you what, would, what you don't understand is that you're dealing with superhuman creativity right now.
Would you say that like there is a brotherhood among only children?
Of course.
You think so?
Sure.
Yeah, there's a mental
just
network.
Just a bunch of whiny little fucking crybabies that when they don't get their way, they fucking act all bitchy and shit.
I'll tell you what we don't do.
I like to think of us as innovative thinkers. Not whiny little crybabies, personally. But
I bet you would. I mean, that'd be a label I'd choose too. But I mean, if you look at the facts from reality standpoint,
it's not a label that you don't choose labels. Labels choose you.
I just think you're blind. I would
say that the label of innovative thinkers has chosen the community of only children.
Yeah, I'd say the people that think that you are like whiny crybaby little bitches probably fall exponentially higher than the people that call you rotten mouth.
Well, but those are all people that, you know, aren't really thinkers. They're, you know, stupid.
Oh, and you don't care about people. You don't care about non-thinkers?
No, I don't care. I don't care about non-thinkers at all.
And you're the how many
contractually? I'm not trying to like bring anything up, but contractually, you know, section 3, line item 18 does state it matters not if a fan is a fan.
Mm-hmm.
It matters not. A fan is a fan, so they should be treated. So you're saying you're treating fans equally? Because I could also cite outline item 19A,
mm-hmm.
where it says all fans are equal.
Well, but I think you're now looking at Addendum 3C, where it says there is no equality if they're stupid.
In so many
ways. Did I sign that addendum?
Yes, you did.
You sent that to me through AuthenticSign, didn't you? You son of a bitch. Wow.
You're not the oldest, correct?
No, I'm the oldest, yeah.
You are the oldest.
Yeah. Of in my family or this group? No, dude. I have a fucking... No, I'm
the How many are older than you?
I have three older siblings.
Did you read that study about how penis size goes down?
Yeah, well, after, the first three
like,
are girls.
They're saying that your dad runs out of male testosterone, like bravado juice out of his balls. And that slowly... Sometimes there's like a freak. The baby's like the big one. Every once in a while. But for sure... The fourth is like statistically the weakest, most effeminate.
All three older siblings are women. So that's interesting to hear that.
No, that's weird that your sisters are all gay, right?
Not one.
Oh, really?
Maybe they. I mean, they might have fooled around in college. Who am I? I don't know. They might have fucking had. They might have fingered a bitch. But in their lifestyle that I've seen, they're straight.
So your parents gave birth to three trans women?
No. They're cis hoes.
I hate to say it. I really do hate to say it, but it might be possible all of that fucking ball juice went right into you.
It's very possible.
It is. And you're an anomaly. Possible. As much as I'd like to say you're a middle bitch-ass child that like thinks that's cool that, that you got, my older sister used to beat me up. You know, you don't know what it's like.
Speaking of whiny bitches, middle children, right?
Are you middle?
Huh?
Pretty much.
4 or 5. I'd say I'm bottom. I'm in the 40th percentile.
What's the math?
I'm the 40th percentile.
You know what a middle is.
Yeah.
What's that?
I don't know. What's a middle? The middle would be my sister Megan would be the middle, the absolute middle child.
But you're close. You're pretty close to the middle.
No, she's 5 years older than I am. And me and my brother are 2.5 years apart. So I don't know. It kind of seems like your whole argument's crumbling on its foundation right now.
No.
A little bit. It's almost like you guys built this shit on sand during an earthquake.
No, because if you're older...
Jenga, motherfucker.
If your older sibling is 5 years older than you, that means the next older one is more than 5 years older than you.
10 years older than me.
And 10 years is way outside of the time frame of, you know, maternally you guys are siblings, but like, symbolically, you're not even cousins.
Yeah, in reality, my
oldest... So really, there's only three. You only have one older sibling and one younger sibling, so you are actually the middle child.
Oh, okay.
That's why you're so whiny.
Oh, okay. That's valid. You guys do know me. I do bitch a lot.
Usually you check before you just checkmate, but... I mean, wow, that was... Yeah.
He kind of set me up there, didn't he?
I'm sorry he did that to you.
I feel like a horse's ass. How do you feel? I feel like a real horse's ass. You know what I mean? Like, and what's terrible about it is I started in such a strong position and ended up sitting over here in checkmate, just shaking my head.
Well, that's because you're going up against an only child.
That's facts. That's valid. But we're going to talk about it after the podcast outside. And we're going to see how that works out for everybody. Let's see what that real smart brain of yours does out there.
Anyways, Alex, what were you talking about? I'm kind of...
I think I was talking about how anything over 5 years, you're not even really siblings.
No, that I cut off originally. Do you remember now?
Oh, yeah. I was starting to cook about the world being hopeless.
I don't know if the world is going to be... If no one has to wish for anything and we have some kind of like universal basic income, maybe we'll start hoping for like magic. Do you think about that? I don't think a human being can get to the point of no hope. That's my point of view on this situation.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, libertarian?
Well, I think if we just adopted my principles, we could easily reach a world of no hope because everyone would have what they need. They wouldn't have to hope for better things.
You have commandments.
Hmm?
You have commandments?
Do you have commandments written out?
Well, if you just went to the libertarian website, you would see our principles.
You call them principles.
You call them principles. Yeah. Got it. That's
but they are
for.
Etched into stone.
Oh, of course.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean... How are you going to make it last forever?
I mean, we're a real organization.
And you got to think 90% of libertarians are also Masons.
Yeah, exactly.
That's probably true. Mm-hmm.
It's their, like, fucking, like, they move in parallel circles. What am I looking for?
Well, because, Masons, well-known, they're socially liberal but fiscally conservative, so.
Bam. Libertarian.
Socially liberal, fiscally conservative.
Yeah, and you know, we have our few fringe... things that we believe in, you know, like
I think you guys call them pocket queens or something like that.
I know you guys use
a lot of poker terms.
I personally don't like that term.
Mm-hmm. Pocket queens.
Because like, I think it's a look, because I am socially liberal, mm-hmm. I think it's kind of offensive to old gay men.
But your fiscal conservatism makes it kind of funny.
I giggle for a minute.
You like all the poker references. You like
I giggle for a minute, but I still stand with my core of liberalness when mm-hmm. it comes to social mm-hmm. Concerns. Mm-hmm. You know, so I don't like that term, pocket queens. Mm-hmm. And it makes me feel like you're making fun of short gay guys.
No, I'm not. But if you see like when you have two of the taller Masons there and they've been docking, do you ever call them pocket aces?
Don't lie.
Have you ever seen that and called them that yourself?
No,
contractually.
I have not, because I actually call them sleeve aces.
You don't like the poker terms. I get it.
Cards are gay.
Sorry, I'm trying to get this condom open. There, I got it.
You know a gay guy invented cards, right?
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Why do you say that?
What do you mean? Look at it.
All the rules.
Beautiful. A lot of rules.
Yeah.
A lot of touching hands.
Yeah, that's valid.
And they're all like very like cosmetic rules too.
Yeah. Sleight of hand.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's very, like the showmanship of a card game.
Yeah, you know? I don't mean to go off track here, but have you ever seen, and we can come back to it, because we will be talking magic regarding sleight of hand, Bruce Peitsch's sleight of hand?
Mm-mm.
You got to watch that big-handed motherfucker do some weird shit, dude. Yeah, he's pulled like decks of cards out of nowhere. Like, he was like, well, you check your pocket. I'm like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? Like gnarly shit like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways.
I planted it in your pocket that night.
Did you really?
Yep.
You're so fast and sneaky.
Just know that there's always somebody else involved.
Mm-hmm.
Just know that when you're watching magic.
Yeah. There's always another
It wasn't him involved. That did it. How could he do it? He was in Dubai.
Yeah.
Somebody else did it. Right. Dummy.
Yeah.
It's easy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm back.
There is one that kind of blew my mind that I couldn't figure out.
You couldn't figure out any magic trick I could show you right now, but go on.
David Blaine did one on one of his specials where he was standing outside of a restaurant in front of a window.
Yeah.
And there was no one on the other side of the window.
Mm-hmm.
And he threw the deck at... he had someone pull the card,
mm-hmm.
and they put it back in, didn't tell him what card it was.
Mm-hmm.
And he threw the deck...
I know exactly the fucking...
He threw the deck at the window, and the card that they pulled was stuck to the window, but on the inside.
Yeah. You want to know how he did that?
How did he do that?
There was some guy crouched down and he put the fucking card.
But it was like a floor to ceiling window. Though.
I know, but that's just the truth. Yeah. Some guy was down. I really did look into
it. I know you want to believe, but I'm going to tell you.
I'm not saying no. I'm mm-hmm. just saying
But how stupid is it that that's the answer?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
How did that card get stuck right. to the window?
Another
guy. Some guy came
from the backside.
Stuck into that window.
Wearing a fucking black fucking unitard and a fucking and a ski mask and closed his eyes and fucking pinned a fucking finger there.
Just did like a ballet spin and fucking stuck it to the window and kept going.
Yeah, dude. Fast as fuck because he smashed those. He had time, dude.
He just literally like on the tip of his toes. Just fucking pirouettes over, puts the fucking card on the window.
If I ever ran into the Flash, that's the first thing I do. Be like, oh, we gotta get a magic.
Yeah, we gotta get a magic thing going. Yeah, let's start hustling.
I want you to take this girl's bra off in the front row. That would be a trick, huh?
Mm-hmm. You're like that's like an old open micer move.
Mm-hmm.
What,
to have the Flash
in No. You go in like if I had the Flash, I'd be like, we gotta start a magic show together. Like that's like an old open micer move. Like,
is it
like when somebody starts in their 40s and like for example, somebody will be starting in their 40s and they'll do like do an open mic with somebody like Brad.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll like start pitching show ideas to Brad. Yeah.
So when you say an old open micer move, it sounds like what you're saying is a hacky joke.
Well, yeah, like a 40-year-old guy that's just starting to do like open mic comedy.
Is it hacky to think? Yeah, maybe it is. Maybe it is. To think about being a magician with the Flash, yeah, that's pretty, yeah.
You're going up to someone who is very skilled as someone who is not very skilled. And you're saying, hey, you should let me ride your fucking skill.
He burned this bit down pretty good for us, didn't he?
Are you talking about you as the really skilled person?
No, I'm not using myself. That's why I used Brad as the example.
But you feel that way on this podcast, don't you?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Like when I'm trying to do a riff and I get interrupted.
Oof. nothing skulls.
Every
like
once
that,
in a while, a friend sees somebody kill himself on accident.
A fan.
I'm talking about me. Oh, are we fans of each other?
Yes, we are fans of each other.
Contractually, yeah.
We have branded.
I didn't know that.
Because this is legally binding, I want everyone to know I'm doing quotes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We branded friends as fans.
Fans.
So we don't have friends anymore. We have only fans.
Only fans.
But even like with us, we're fans
we're
of each
fans
other.
We're fans of each other. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When we're in this room, brother.
Like I die for my fans.
I really wish I read that before I signed that.
When we're in this room, brother, big fan of you. Okay.
Yeah, but I know what you're saying. This is like a little bit of a Nazi wink. Like,
big fan of you.
I know what you're really saying.
I didn't wink.
You're calling me a friend, right? You won't say it in front of Alex. You're
big
afraid.
Big fan, bud.
Too afraid.
Big fan.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of you, too.
I don't like the way fucking, later. I don't like the way he said that one bit. We will both talk. There's definitely a tone. I'm going to be talking to both you motherfuckers as soon as this podcast is over up at the top of them steps. Both of you are going to be fucking eating fucking concrete, I'm telling you. I'm going to put both of you on the fucking ground. Don't worry about it, though. It's going to be fine.
It's not going to turn out good for you, John. I'm just letting you know.
All right.
We're only children. The universe gives us what we want.
Mm-hmm. You're about to fucking feel the universe. I'm going to tell you that right now.
When you want it.
Mm-hmm.
When I want it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the most important part, really. Because everybody can get what they want eventually.
Yeah.
And then you could die the next day.
That's true.
But only kids. Yeah. We get it. We get it when we want it.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Okay. Yeah. That's cool. I'm excited.
And you say it's because of pouting.
Mm-hmm. Can we set up all of our phones so we can show the difference between these situations?
What do you mean? Like, show all of our texts? Like
No. Just everyone turn their cameras on during this conversation we have after this podcast is over up by Alex's, in front of Alex's garage. When that happens, we just have to have our phones running. I like that to be... I don't want to do an addendum to the contract or anything like that, but I think everyone should have their phones out and recording from a still position. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, if you want to be embarrassed like that, we can do that.
Cool.
Feels like BSI is moving more towards like government than like
company. I think if we're living in a reality that requires that,
well,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Look at our president, bud.
Yeah, I mean, corporations are people.
Yeah.
So.
And we at Burt Selick Industries.
And you want to be a person, right?
Yeah, we at Burt Selick Industries believe that it is paramount that we CYA, you know what I mean? Cover your ass, okay?
Oh,
that's
yeah.
what we do. We cover our ass.
Yeah.
Okay? Alex doesn't as much as I, but we do it a lot.
That's a very JV football coach thing to say right there. We need a little CYA.
Mm.
We need a little CYA.
Mm. Okay.
You know those commercials about like don't
like
become your dad?
I didn't like that at all.
You know those commercials?
I mean, he's coming with the tones today.
Yeah, I guess.
You know those commercials where it's like, don't become your dad?
Mm-hmm.
You're my dad.
You're
my dad.
You're going to find out.
Everything you do, I look at you and I say,
You're going to wish I had the restraint of a father here in about 23 minutes.
You're not going to do nothing with this Arthur Wallaby table.
No, I know.
Whatever it is.
I know. This is made out of... This is almost
like a designer table.
This is almost 90% Wallaby.
It's not Arthur Wallaby.
Oh.
Miller. Sorry.
Mm.
It's Herman Miller.
It's
Herman Morgan.
What's the paint company?
Sherman Morgan.
Sherman Williams.
No, it's not. It's not Sherwin Williams.
The paint company.
It is Herman Miller.
It's Humbert Morgan. Herman Morgan.
Well, I'll tell you this: John's not going to come at me across the
table.
I could
definitely come on you from
the
respect side of the table.
And when
if you let me edge it for like an extra like 15-20 minutes, I could definitely come on you from this side of the table. No doubt in my mind whatsoever.
You wouldn't come.
I could hit you probably, and I wouldn't hit your face, but I'd hit your shirt, no doubt.
Huh? Well, where's your time machine, buddy?
Well, because
you can't come that far anymore.
Yeah, I can.
Come on, dude.
What do you think?
If anybody could hit anybody across the table in this podcast with cum, it's me.
I know.
And I gotta be really sexually frustrated.
Yeah.
I gotta be angry that I haven't came.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it's someone's fault, not mine. Yeah. It's gotta be like.
Now I gotta put your eye out.
I could still do it.
Yeah.
With that said, you guys could not come for 3 years, and maybe make. Like the radius of the table.
No, I've found it's not about edging for me anymore.
Really?
It's about trying to hold it in for as long as I possibly can when I get to that point.
Mm-hmm. That's called edging.
No, 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 no. I don't stop. Mm-mm. I keep going. But as I'm going, I'm trying to hold it in. Mm-hmm. And then it gets to the point where I can't hold it in anymore.
Does that
and
hurt?
Find your 40s. Out. Find your 40s, fuck face.
Yeah.
Huh? What do you know about that? What do you know what do you know about gaining control of your fucking cum shit?
Well, I know what it, I know what it's like to like be peeing full on stream and then cut it off, and I know that pain. Now I'm thinking what you go through. That must hurt.
No,
dude, you don't know what pain is. That's Buffalo Bill that said that.
No, no. Well, I mean, it's impossible to like hold your cum in.
Yeah,
but you're slowing it down.
Yeah, and over the course of time, as you practice this method, it no longer hurts, but it enhances pleasure. And
exactly. Shoot. Okay.
Like I'm telling you, like next time, because you talk shit, I'm putting your fucking eye.
Like I can't like once I get to the point of wanting to cum, I can't like not cum. Like I'm gonna cum, but I can like slow it down.
Yeah, so I failed to see how you slowing it down is gonna make it go further.
It builds muscle strength
because it gives it more pressure.
Mm-hmm. And he builds muscle strength over time of trying to do that.
Yeah,
dummy. Fucking.
You're right. That was a stupid idea.
Come on. What is resistance over time equals pressure, bro?
He kept saying slow, so it confused me. I was thinking his cum's going to come out slow, but a lot.
No. It's not. It's not coming.
You don't realize. You can't even tell where he's holding it from right now.
It's before it comes out.
Mm-hmm.
So like before it comes out, you start like kind of
adjusting.
Yeah, you start kind of like
gritting your teeth, a
little tensing up. You know, and you're trying to like you're trying to hold it in,
squeezing.
But you know you're not going to. You're not gonna hold it in, but you're trying to
squeezing your butthole.
And then eventually you just can't do it anymore, and you just let go. And then when you let go, it just like fucking shoots out.
Yeah, 14, 15, 16 yards.
Yeah,
no problem. He's hit a field goal before.
Yeah, I'm like a practice squad QB.
He's hit an extra point before.
Really?
Yeah. Like, what was it? Three years ago?
Old school extra point.
Yeah. 3 years ago?
I think something like that.
With his cum.
Mm-hmm.
And they counted it?
Yeah.
I don't know if the scoreboard was on it. I was so fucking busy celebrating. I didn't know. I couldn't tell. I felt like we all won. Wow. You know what I mean?
It was a night game, too.
Yeah.
And he drank some neon, like some glow-in-the-dark shit the night before?
I was right there on the edge of the goalpost, and then there's another guy there who caught it, and it was just... I mean, would have had another 3-4 yards on it easy.
You know how your cum tastes like something? You ever had somebody be like, hey, you've been drinking White Claws? Or whatever, you know?
No, I can't say I have.
I was wondering, if I was drinking cum all day and somebody sucked my dick, what would it taste, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Would it taste like, just like... This tastes like water.
Yeah, I don't know.
would it cancel out?
No, I don't think so. I think it would be... I think you just have a high salt content.
A lot of cum.
A lot of salt content, I'd say.
Yeah.
Probably higher sodium.
How does your cum taste usually when you
When I hit the mouth, my mouth myself, is usually a quick spit and then a lick lip. And I'd say it tastes like anything between tuna and ribeye.
Anywhere between tuna and ribeye. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Every once in a while, it's a pork chop.
Surf and turf.
Mm-hmm.
The surf and turf balls.
I have surf and turf. I'd say I have a knife. I have a knife.
Of them is a little turfy.
We call it a surf and turf finish is what we call it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's ironic that one of them is a little turfy.
Yeah, one of them is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I told you,
I'm an open book, as according to contract.
You've probably ate your cum out of some weird sexual.
No, not on weird sexual stuff, just on accident.
Me too. We've talked about this at least 90 times on this podcast.
Probably.
But like... yeah, my cum tastes pretty good.
Mine's kind of bland, to be honest. Like, I mean, it's a little salty, but it's not like it's not like strong or anything like that.
Well, that's why nobody pays to come to your restaurant.
I've had 6 or 7.
I have the parsnip of cum.
There's no valet parking outside or nothing.
I've had 6 or 7 doctors tell me it's pure creatine. Like 99, well, I shouldn't say pure, but like between 98% and 99% creatine.
Protein powder?
And the
Some protein powder?
Yeah, because since I got the vasectomy, they said it's just like, I mean, it's just a fucking human, it's basically HGH. Every single shot I fucking push is like HGH.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They want to test my pituitary gland. Did I tell you guys that? That's how you guys want to test my pituitary, because they feel like they might be able to heal people with
it. What was the pituitary?
Pituitary is the master gland. It's the one kind of behind. Yeah, it's behind your.
Is that the one?
Third eye.
Is that the one that rich people eat?
No, that's your pineal gland.
Thank you.
Yeah, pituitary gland is your master gland. Is what regulates the majority of your hormones.
Is that the one that enslaves all the other glands?
Yeah, it mostly enslaves the rest of the glands. It's just, you know, it runs, and they're testing mine because they feel like they could fix both gigantism and dwarfism with it. Is what I was told.
Yeah,
is what I was told. I'm not a doctor. Yeah, I mean, I just want to help.
Yeah,
I'm a helpful guy. But the doctors told me that they feel like my pituitary gland might be producing.
But like, what if you had
that,
like
they can fix? Hey, listen, I have a pituitary gland that's releasing a hormone that may regulate both gigantism and dwarfism.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. But what if I have like gigantism in my dick and I don't want it fixed?
You don't have to use the serum. They're going to call it a serum. It's not even like a vaccine or anything. It's just a serum. Yeah.
But I don't know, like with RFK and stuff, like that's, that's the kind of medicine he likes.
I don't get involved politically on that stuff.
You know, he might just like use the army.
Well, if that's the case,
you'll become like Wolverine. You know, become like the Project X of the real world.
If that is the case, then I'd like to think some of our fans might come to my rescue.
The one thing I like that Trump said.
Fans are like family to us, dude.
From day one, Trump always said, I will protect your dick rights.
Mm-hmm.
And he did say that.
He did say that.
So I think I'm not worried about it. You can if you.
He also said no more wars, no more proxy wars. I'm just going to say that.
But I'm behind him on the dick things, you know. And he said, you know, Alex, if you don't want to change that, you don't have to, man. You can keep that shit nice. And I mean, I will say that, like, if you have a nice enough dick, I would not have it lumpy and like gross, like elephantitis type of dick. What did you say?
I said giganticism.
Giganticism. Which is all pretty even.
Yeah. But it's
just they do get bigger noses. Gross, they get bigger noses and bigger ears in some senses too, but usually it looks pretty fucking proportionate.
But he just had it up the dick.
Yeah, he just has it up the dick.
Interesting.
You've never seen Alex's cock?
I mean, not before he got diagnosed.
You should see his AI cocks are fucking outrageous, dude. It's everything's like six times the size, and it's like this thing's like a fucking, I don't know, it's like a fucking little baseball bat.
If I was into sucking dick, I would be big, and the balls would have to look good.
Really, I'd have no care about balls whatsoever.
The balls would have to. You can't have weird.
Why are you making eye contact with balls? You're gonna be.
I'll tell you right now, because when I'm watching porn, if a guy's got no like cold balls, I'm not watching it. Like I can't even watch a guy fuck a girl with cold balls.
Mm.
They gotta be like
loose.
Loose. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you what, this guy's about to fuck on film. I'd be a little nervous too. I'm gonna shoot you straight. Me, I'm telling you. If I'm putting myself in that guy's shoes, I'm gonna show a little empathy. But that's just because I'm not 100%.
I turn into the girl.
I'm just very sensitive to like temperature.
Mm-hmm.
So like, if it's even just like a little bit chilly,
moderate draft,
you only fuck at like 71,
71, 72. Mm-hmm. Honestly, 73 is probably preferable.
Yeah.
You're 69, and at 69, all of a sudden, you just invert. You're like, oh,
sorry.
Who touched the fucking thermostat?
Yeah.
I'm like a dad. I'm just yelling at everybody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What are we heating cooling the whole neighborhood?
Mm-hmm. Shut some goddamn windows around here.
Dad of the bathhouse?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The bathhouse daddy. Dude, there's got to be one every night, I'd like to think. There's got to be an alpha.
No, dad.
Dad, the father. Oh, yeah, dude. That'd be cool if there was a fucking, like, a godfather of the fucking bathhouse. I want
to
be that guy.
You come to me.
You come to me on the night of my boyfriend's bukkake and fucking, I don't know.
That's right.
Dude, remember when bukkake was a thing?
Yeah.
Gross.
It's not anymore?
I hope not.
No, I mean, it's still a thing, but.
I imagine. I mean, some people are probably.
I think
it's all about the clips now.
See, yeah, but like a lot of that stuff, yeah. It's all about the TikToks, you know?
It's just quick cum shots.
But I don't know. I feel like that was like one of those like gimmick things when we were kids.
Yeah.
And like I feel like there were a lot more gimmick things when we were kids, where now it's just like none of that shit is shocking.
None of that shit's even shocking or fetishized.
Yeah.
That's a good word to put on it.
Mm-hmm.
Gimmick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It is a gimmick.
Because now gimmicks are like, we're going to put a hook through your nipple.
Yeah.
And you know why that's a gimmick? Because there's like three women in the world that like 50 guys coming on their face, actually.
Well, the thing with like gay porn now is like being like a cum dump.
Oh.
Well, yeah. Well, you guys are catching up.
Mm-hmm.
Congrats.
No.
I think they invented that shit.
I think we invented that shit. Also, when I say cum dump, I mean like literally it's like just an assembly line of guys coming in and fucking you and coming and moving on. And then after they come, they take a Sharpie and they put a tally mark on your back.
Yeah, they do that in straight stuff too now.
Yeah.
There's always but a John Hancock, too.
They've always been doing it.
But you guys took that from us.
Mm-hmm. I would believe that.
And a lot, I didn't. I've never once made one.
And a lot of guys, what they do is they'll like wear a jock strap, and mm-hmm. they'll have them tally mark the jock strap, and then they sell the jock strap
for dozens of thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I'd have Excuse to me. Have it authenticated. I wouldn't.
Yeah, you need a notarized.
Anybody can buy a jock strap and fucking mark it up with a Sharpie at home. Yeah, I want it. I want it notarized.
Well, that's why they have a notary. That's why, like, on my like, if you look at your contract,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
I have a notary on site.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow,
this, everything's notarized,
and they stamp it and everything.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Her name's Angela.
Interesting.
She's nice, little Keldean.
She's
girl.
Nice. Yeah, you got to pick a woman for a job like that. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
They're just trustworthy.
Interesting.
In that regard.
Well, yeah, because like if you pick a man for that, then you know there's a conflict of interest.
He might drop an opinion on you, and you gotta fucking starch that motherfucker.
There's so many nice women out there, and so many nice men that would never have a bunch of people come on them. Wouldn't you guys agree?
Yeah, I'd agree.
Now, what? I don't think even horny people, like even like dirty rascals like mm-hmm. like us,
mm-hmm.
would. I don't see us getting. I don't see me and you, John, mm-hmm. coming on a woman mm-hmm. with a bunch of other guys.
No.
Like, wait.
I think that's fair. I'd like to think if anyone.
And I don't see Alex getting cummed on or mm-hmm. coming on a guy.
No.
But am I wrong?
No, he's more intimate lover.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I didn't. I know everything
about
him.
At the bare minimum, you would have to be looking me in the eyes.
Yeah, at the bare minimum.
And be nice. Yeah, like maybe talk after.
Yeah.
No, you don't need the talking, but the eyes for sure.
Intimate lover. Once the love has ended, it's over.
Yeah. But you would. It's nobody. No, that's the other thing. I'm gonna add another. Shoot me straight.
Fact to this situation. If I could come on my boot, whoever did it is licking that fucking cum off my boot, and then they're gonna use whatever cloth is closest to wipe the spit off of my boot.
I mean, I'm
putting that out there.
Yeah, but you just,
you know, I'm gonna be wearing my boots the whole time.
You literally just made every gay man that listens to the show come
want to come on my feet.
Yeah,
got it.
You got a boot thing?
I'm just saying, like, if anyone gets cum, they're gonna be cleaning it up, and then if it becomes a thing,
yeah,
some motherfuckers might start fucking getting bullied. I'll say that.
I mean, your DMs are about to blow up after this episode
right.
comes out.
You're probably right. And honestly, I mean, there's money talks. I'm going to tell everyone that. Everyone knows that about me. Money talks. What? That's all. I'm going to leave it at that. I'm going to leave it at that.
That's fine.
We have plenty of fucking very wealthy patrons.
Fans.
I mean, we both know there's an original addendum that allows me to say what I want.
Yeah, you left your vape here last week.
I thought maybe you could use it.
I don't really partake anymore.
I know.
Me either. I just think it's dumb. I don't have a use for it anymore, really. You know what I mean? Oh man, that lemon head.
I got good news, guys.
What's the news?
Henry is 1.5 feet on my property.
Based on survey?
Henry's driveway is 1.5 feet on my property.
You guys never signed an easement.
I'm going to send him jackhammer ads every mm-hmm. day. Mm-hmm. Just fucking, you might as well invest, mm-hmm. pal. Because you're moving your driveway. Mm-hmm. You're moving it, dude. Mm-hmm. I left, and he moved his mailbox to the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you want to hear this? You can't trust anybody
yeah.
in this whole neighborhood. They're all
cahoots.
Cool people. They're a little crazy.
Yeah.
The young guy across the street, he's friends with Henry, the asshole neighbor. Real fans will know. And he's not friends. He talks shit about him to me all the time. He's like, mm-hmm. yeah, he's fucking complains about the park.
He's playing both sides of both sides of the fence.
He's playing both sides of the fence.
Fuck that
big
motherfucker,
time.
Dude. And rat Fink motherfucker. I hope he's listening.
Right. He's an ex-fireman.
You better know that about BSI Industries too. I hope you're listening.
Wait till you hear what
he's saying.
You know what? That is surprising that he's an ex-fireman, because firemen are usually pretty stand-up guys.
They are pretty stand-up.
That's why he said ex. And he said he's a young guy, but an ex-fireman.
Okay. He probably wasn't in the fireman guild for long.
Yeah.
I've never seen him without sunglasses on.
Oh, God.
You know what I mean?
And are they Oakleys?
Pretty much. That shape. And it's like from King of the Hill, the one, the conspiracy guy, Dale.
Yeah. He's got some Dale swag.
He gives me Dale swag.
Yeah.
And he takes care of his lawn real nice, you know, so I know not to complain about how My neighbor bitches about the lawn.
Here's my theory about about someone who overly manicures their lawn.
Yeah.
They got something to hide.
They're a hiding fat something. Wife.
Yeah. Oh, is that what he's hiding? Yep. That'll do it.
I don't even know where that came from.
Well, no. I mean, if that was the case, they would let the grass grow.
Dude, I can't.
No, dude, he wants to be out there all the time. He doesn't want to be around her. You might not.
Yeah, but if you're trying to hide her, you need the grass to grow.
No, I'm out there edging every fucking day.
I already gained 3 pounds. I was like, I threatened to move to a house so I could just mow the lawn all the time. But, dude, the guy across the street. So I left a note last week when I mowed the lawn in Henry's driveway after I found out he's 1.5 on our property. I left a note that said, please move your mailbox to the other side. Left my number. He called me. I didn't answer.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck him.
Smart.
I don't even know why I left my number.
He leave it a voicemail?
Yeah, he did. You want to hear it?
Nope.
Listen.
Don't want to hear it.
All right.
Don't want to hear it.
You don't want to hear. You're not curious about Henry's voice?
No.
Okay. And
I got Henry up here. I don't need Henry's
voice. In other words, he moved it because he knows. He knows. He's nervous. Yeah. And this is all his fucking doing.
Yeah.
This going to the government to get this done, like to get this proper, mm-hmm. is his doing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm starting to praise Allah.
Yeah.
I'm feeling great.
Yeah.
He moves it to the other side. And I tell the neighbor when I get there, he's like, go Lions today. I was like, yeah. And I walk over there and I said, he moved his mailbox. I put it in a polite request that mm-hmm. he moved it. And he goes, because he works for UPS now, or the Postal Service, rather.
Who does?
The guy across the street, yeah, ex-fireman.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He just loves government.
And he goes, well, now you kind of mess with the mail driver's route. We're talking 5 feet of driving.
Yeah.
Different side mm-hmm. of the thing. And he's dead serious.
Yeah.
Like autistic dead serious.
Yeah, 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 like, yeah, yeah. Did you stare back into his soul and give him what for?
I actually got quiet.
Well, I'm gonna be honest. I'm kind of on his side on this one.
I disagree 1,000%. Fuck that motherfucker.
It makes no sense.
It's like time travel. You change one small thing, it sends ripples through the universe that you can't even imagine.
That's what he was kind of trying to say. In a way, he was like, and I said, well, it's just on the other side. And he said, well, it's all down to the exact mile that they drive, they have it all booked.
That actually is true.
That actually is true. But we're literally talking 5 feet. And I also if I was me, I would say, what the fuck are you talking about? But I'm
no. So Keith was a mail carrier.
Okay, so tell me more.
They pretty much track you the whole time you're on.
I believe
the
field.
And if you're not where you're supposed to be when you're supposed to be there, you get a phone call immediately.
Right. Okay.
So you think they'd notice he was 5 feet forward from where he previously was?
Yes. They're gonna have to reset that route. Actually,
good. Fuck him.
But I had
his shit was on your fucking property. Fuck that shit. He's lucky you didn't pull it out with a fucking tire and a chain.
Right.
And fucking throw it on his front porch. Fuck that shit. That's his fucking property.
That's right.
Fuck your male fucking man. Fuck them all.
Listen, I'm not saying that I agree with it. I'm just saying that he's not lying.
I believed him that he wouldn't just make that up. But also, like, in my head, I'm thinking, shut the fuck up, dude. Are you fucking joking? And then, and I was so baffled, I didn't say anything. And then he went, well, it's okay.
I remember the guy that owned my house. He was leaving the last time I had exchanged keys. I was trying to get keys from him for fucking 10 days. And he's told me I was going to have them 10 days earlier.
Mm.
He waited till the last fucking possible day. And as he's leaving,
he wanted to fuck one more time in the kitchen.
I guess. As he's leaving, he goes, don't forget, you can't paint that door. And I go, what's that? And he goes, can't paint that door. I go, it's getting painted. I go, it's getting painted black tomorrow. And he goes, he just stops and looks at me. I go, have a great night. And just turned around and came in.
Yeah. Did you flex your traps a little bit?
Just kind of watched him walk away to his fucking car.
You can't paint that door.
I go, I'm painting it black tomorrow.
Did he ever tell you why?
Oh, he made mention to my wife, apparently, that was it he just loved like, the red door.
Was it just like,
yeah.
So it was just like general autist reasons?
Yeah. You know, he wasn't, there was no spectrum tendencies to the dude. He was just trying to like, flash fucking little fucking authority, and I was just like, daddy, I ain't the one.
Was he like an old guy? Was he just trying to like be funny?
He was a lead singer of, probably early 60s, late 50s, early 60s lead singer of a Christian rock band that also covered some Poison songs. They're called Fallen Angels. I recommend you check them out. They're pretty fucking dope.
Do you recommend we check them out?
I recommend everybody check them out.
Really?
I'd like to give them a little Spotify bump if I can.
You know, you have a lot of pull with our fans. Mm-hmm. With our fans. Sorry, I got to think of it now.
Nice work. I'm proud of you.
It's a new world.
Yeah. I know.
Everybody's woke now.
Yeah. But, yeah, and they used to play in the basement, apparently. And I live in a basement that's, like, fucking 5 foot eight tops at the deepest spot. So I picture all those little midgets down there fucking playing their little funny guitars to fucking, you know.
Sitar.
Yeah, playing. What's a good Poison song? There are none.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I remember Nirvana.
Like a hurricane. You
know, I think the only... What,
Scorpions, I think.
What was that like... Unskinny Bop song.
That's Motley Crue.
Oh, it's Motley Crue.
Yeah. Yeah. Or maybe that's Poison.
I think that's Poison. I think it's like the only Poison song.
I think you're right.
I think it's like the only Poison song I know.
Yeah. Every Rose Has Its Thorn.
Yes.
That's Motley Crue, right?
No, that's fucking Poison.
That's Poison?
Yeah.
Every Rose Has Its Thorn. Yeah. And Hulk Hogan. It was, and James Hetfield.
Poison covered it from Hulk Hogan. Yeah,
and James Hetfield from Metallica.
Every puss has a clit.
That's the other version. That's the Hootie version.
Well, that was, yeah, I mean, the dirty version.
That's the Dave Matthews version.
Mm-hmm. Was it Dave or was it Hootie?
I think it was Dave.
Oh, it might have been Dave.
Yeah, I think it was Dave.
I hated Dave Matthews.
What was I going to say? Fuck.
You were talking about how much you love the band Tool.
Oh, no, I was not.
Because you like when a song almost sounds good, and then almost it's like, oh my god, here it comes! It's about to sound even better because I've been waiting so long, and then almost
it just lets you down.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. That's not how I look at music.
Well,
I am going to see Russian Circles on a Thursday. I'm fucking stoked about that. I'm really fucking stoked about that. It's gonna be a fun fucking show. But on Wednesday, I got to go to a funeral in Saginaw.
Oh my god!
Yeah, dude, my Uncle Dick died.
No shit,
dude.
Richard?
Yeah. Yeah, dude. Uncle Dick. R.I.P. Uncle Dick.
He's been dealing with...
He's I'm probably going to do like a... Just a type five. I mean, it's the only thing. If they give me the mic, yeah. You know what I mean? I'm going to try.
Yeah. You're going to try your new stuff?
Yeah. Just some of my new stuff.
That's what he would want.
Yeah. No doubt. Uncle Dick was... He was...
Were you close with him?
No, not at all. I saw him once a year, probably, for
That's
the first...
That's pretty close.
For the first 18 years of my life. Maybe twice a year for the first 18 years of my life. And maybe in the last decade, I've seen him once. In the decade previous, I've seen him once, but I plan to see him on Wednesday. I'll check him out on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're going to do a luncheon, dude. I don't miss luncheons.
Yeah. You know, so it's open casket?
I fucking hope. Yeah, probably.
Well, if it's not open casket, how are you going to see him?
See him off is what I mean.
Oh.
You know what I mean? See him off. You know, same way I talked to him. At one time, he did put his hands on me. I was 13 years old, and he put his hands on me thinking because I was roughing up Drew or something, and he thought he could bully me, and he found out fucking quick I won the one.
Well, he wasn't an only child.
I snatched his fucking... He might have been.
He clearly wasn't an only child.
He did give me only child.
Well, no, if he was an only child, you wouldn't have been able to do that.
No, I snatched his fucking hand off me. Fucking squeezed it, and he fucking... I was like, yeah, that's fucking growing boy strength right there, bitch.
No, if he was an only child, God would have intervened.
No, yeah, maybe you're right. My dad was like, you should have smacked him in his fucking mouth. Yeah. But he was kidding.
Yeah.
He didn't really think that. Not with Uncle Dick, dude. R.I.P. Anyways, R.I.P. Going to Saginaw, though. Wednesday. Yeah. Early. Whew. Leaving early.
Are you gonna go up to Flint and get a Flint burger?
No. You mean a Halo burger?
Flint burger.
What's it? No, I don't know what a Flint burger is.
It's just a burger with green olives on it.
No, I don't like that.
And mayo.
I don't fuck with that shit.
It's pretty good, actually.
I don't, I mean, I'm not an olive guy, so I really don't fuck with it.
What's it called in Corktown? Mercury Bar makes a Flint burger.
A Flint burger?
Yeah. It's pretty good.
Yeah, I'm going to pass. I'm going to go with the Americana myself, dude. Cheese, lettuce, tomato, pickle. Give me that all day.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want onion.
How about, I was going to say, onion would be like the Americana, wouldn't it?
No. No onion. Tomato, pickle, and fucking lettuce, and mayo and ketchup. Maybe some mustard.
So I usually don't eat green peppers because they like fuck with me.
Oh, do they?
And the last couple of days I've been eating green peppers and I've been shitting really weird.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Weird or good?
Weird.
Damn.
Thought you said good.
No, weird.
Like loosey-goosey?
No, it's not loosey-goosey. It's just like it's a weird color of green.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Is the experience of shitting weird?
Yes, because it doesn't just... like slide out smoothly. It's like a cannon.
Yeah.
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah. Interesting. Almost like I have anal beads getting pulled out of my ass.
Like with some velocity and air behind it.
Yeah.
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 So it's pressurized.
Yeah.
Damn. Little your ass pockets. Is a vacuum. Yeah.
I've been there. I like to refer to them as rounds.
Yeah.
You know there is mean? A you shitload feel of like you got a few rounds.
Isn't there a shitload of fiber in a pepper?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's probably what you're dealing with.
Well, that's why I think it's not like loosey-goosey.
Yeah.
Because the fiber and the pepper, but like it's doing weird shit to
my
digestive system.
35 to 50 handfuls of trail mix, and it was heavy in sunflower seeds, peanuts, and raisins.
Mm-hmm.
So today was just devastating. You know, on two different occasions, just devastated two different bathrooms. It was really sad for everybody involved. I courtesied and everything, dude. And it was still just an absolute nightmare scenario. Yeah, for all parties involved. I felt fucking terrible. There's three guys washing hands, two guys taking a piss, and me just destroying a bathroom. And I knew all the guys in there. You know, they're all in my office.
Yeah. And all your coworkers.
They knew it was you.
Literally within 45 seconds, the whole place was fucking empty.
Everyone
finished pissing, washed their hands, and got the fuck out.
You crop sprayed your coworkers?
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow.
I was like, you boys are going to want to clear out of here. I mean, this is going to be fucking nuclear. This is going to be a toxic event. This is going to be a toxic event. Those raisins, dude. I think it's all the raisins.
Yeah.
Dude, I felt good, though. I felt fucking amazing once I had that release. Whew.
Yeah.
Remember that show?
Fucking pollocked the fucking back of the bowl, though.
Remember that series a couple years ago on HBO, Chernobyl?
Fuck yeah.
That's going to be, they're going to do a remake.
They came in with fucking hazmat after I was done with that bitch. That fucking thing was like, the radioactive meter, dude, ticking like a motherfucker.
Sorry, I just had some green peppers.
Sorry, I just ate 55 handfuls of fucking trail mix.
Yeah.
Dude, so many raisins, pounds of raisins. Did we do an hour?
We did do an hour.
Damn. That's fucking nice.
You gotta chew your food. That's what I'll say to you, Alex.
That's a big fart.
Honestly, that is a problem. I don't chew.
No, you gotta chew it.
I chew like twice and I'm swallowing.
Yeah, I know. I get that.
For the first five bites, of any, like a hamburger?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude.
I'll shit out half of it.
Yeah.
Like perfectly
chew your food a little better. Try to chew your food a little
better. Yeah, no, that legit is a problem for me. Yeah,
thank him. Thank him.
Whenever he wants. When you're
ready.
He doesn't have to do it.
You don't have to do it on this episode.
Seems like it would be a nice bookend.
I don't think I have anything booked right now until like October, so I'm
gonna
refrain from giving any dates.
I don't have my dates on my phone. I have them on my computer, but I don't want to fuck with the audio. So, what do I got going on? I got this Sunday. I will be in Indianapolis. I'll be doing the Sunday show, and then next week. I think the 19th, I have the show at Founders in Grand Rapids.
Nice.
And then I believe it's the weekend after that I will be in Omaha. I do have my schedule. I just don't have it on my phone right now. I believe I'm doing two shows on Saturday and one on Friday in Omaha.
Let's go.
And then
cool town.
And then the weekend after that, I'll doing a showcase at Grins on like a Wednesday or something.
Where?
October 1st, whatever day October 1st.
Where's
is.
Grins?
Dr. Grins in Grand Rapids.
Okay.
And then the weekend after that, I'll be in Pittsburgh for Midwest Queer Comedy Festival.
Fuck yeah.
And then a couple weeks after that, I'm opening for Brad Wenzel at the Ann Arbor Comedy Showcase. And then the weekend after that, I'll be in Minneapolis. I think I'm flipping those two around. I think it's Minneapolis before Brad.
Oh, yeah.
Cool, man.
Wow. Alex, you're busy.
I'm driving up to Duluth, Minnesota this Saturday early in the morning, but got a 10-hour drive. Going to go through Chicago. If anybody wants to book me on something there, that would be cool.
Just message James and Lou.
That's right. James, he owes me. And then Motor City Comedy Festival, the 19th, two shows at the Independent at 9 and... No, sorry, 19th, one show, Independent at 9, 20th, 7 p.m. at the House Comedy, and then 8:30 at undisclosed location. Not allowed to tell.
Mm.
Blind Pig, 22nd. Bart Dengus is gay.
Mm-hmm.
That's in my calendar.
Yeah. Yeah.
On the 25th, I guess he's coming out.
Oh, good. Good for him.
Well, you have a reminder in your phone that Bart's gay?
Pickles.
Oh, no. That's when, I shouldn't have said anything.
Yeah, don't say Bart's gay. Bart's Pickles. Just kind of gay.